Let us pray. O eternal God, the preserver of all mankind, we beseech thee to bestow upon this seminary thy manifold gifts of grace, thy truth to those who teach, thy laws to those who learn, thy wisdom to those who administer, and thy steadfastness to all who bear her name. Bind us together by these gracious influences of thy Spirit into that fellowship which can never fail, the company of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy and righteous Father, have mercy upon us when we remember our sins and the foolishness from which we have not turned. And grant that we may not be beguiled by the craftiness of our own thoughts when we begin to excuse ourselves. Thou hast called us to seek first thy kingdom and to find life and freedom in thy service. Yet we have spent our strength to serve ourselves first and have offered unto thee the residue. We have omitted our prayers, deserted thy sanctuaries, called thy praise a weariness, and refused to amend our ways, though thou hast besought us. We implore thee, O merciful Father, forgive us, remit and pardon all our sins, turn, deliver, and preserve our soul. For thou art the God of the penitent, and of the sinner thou art the Savior. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading is number 28. Blessed art thou, our Father, who didst so love the world that thou gavest thine only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Not as we ought, but as we are able, do we bless thee for his becoming flesh, for his life, his sufferings and death, and for his resurrection and exaltation, and for his intercession and rule at thy right hand. We bless thee for our being, for our reason, and for all other endowments and faculties of soul and body, for our health, friends, food, raiment, and all other comforts and conveniences of life. We bless thee for thy patience with us, notwithstanding our many and great provocations, for all the directions, assistances, and comforts of thy Holy Spirit, for thy continual care and watchful providence over us through the whole course of our lives. We beseech thee to continue these thy blessings to us, and to give us grace to show our thankfulness in sincere obedience to thy purposes. Bestow upon us, O Lord our God, understanding to know thee, diligence to seek thee, wisdom to find thee, and a faithfulness that may finally rest in thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now sing our second hymn, number 492. The book called the Apocalypse is a book that deals with conflicts between sovereignties. The conflict between two great sovereignties. The sovereignty of the human self and the sovereignty of God. This conflict is portrayed by two powerful figures of speech. The sovereignty of the self is portrayed as a beast. The sovereignty of God is portrayed as a lamb. The beast has earthly expression in an empire that demands allegiance. The lamb slain from the foundation of the world, is an empire that demands allegiance. When we serve the former, we become slaves and lose our freedom. When we serve the latter, we become slaves and gain our freedom. And this is done in worship. I should like to read the poems from the book of Revelation. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all round and within. And day and night they never cease to sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "Worthy art thou, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou didst create all things, and by thy will they existed and were created." And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy art thou to take the scroll and to open its seals. For thou wast slain, and by thy blood didst ransom men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and hast made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth." Then I looked, and I heard round the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all therein saying, "To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. And all the angels stood round the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and whence have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night within his temple. And he who sits upon the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil hath come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands. And they sang the words of Moses and the servant of God and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and wonderful are thy deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify thy name, O Lord? For thou alone art holy. All nations shall come and worship thee, for thy judgments have been revealed. After this, I heard what seemed to be a mighty voice of a great multitude in heaven crying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he hath avenged on her the blood of his servants. Once more they cried, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God who is seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And from the throne came a voice crying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And he said to me, These are true words of God. The peace of the rolling waves to you, the peace of the warm earth to you, peace of the moving air to you, the peace of the shining stars to you, the deep peace of the man of peace, even Jesus our Lord, to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.